Radio 930 WBEN.
It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
All right, Bowerly and Bellavia, News Radio 930 WBEN. All right, some people held on to the lines from the last hour, so as a man of my word, I'm going to go right to the calls, but I will tell you, I do have some open phone lines. I think you know what we're talking about if you've been listening for any length of time. If you haven't, your eyes will soon have the scales removed from them. The phone number to get on the air is 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. By the way, the guy who's having the Dump Trump rally is Nate McMurray, who is the town supervisor of Grand Island. The guy who's having the pro-Trump rally is Russ Thompson, R-U-S Thompson, and his Facebook page has all the information. Both rallies will be same time, same place, 1 p.m. on Sunday, Bidwell and Elmwood, and it would be very nice to see two sides gathering in the same place with nothing untoward happening, and there's no reason to believe anything untoward will happen. Just two sides of one issue, two sides of political discourse in this country, making their opinions known, and everybody goes home and everybody has a good day. Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. It is Mike on a cell phone. Mike, you're on.
Hi. I don't feel that that's a racist remark, and I think we're just, you know, being pulled again by the media. I mean, for example, a year ago, I don't know exactly when, a year, maybe 14 months or something, Cuomo saying, if you're a conservative, there's no reason for you or there's no way you should be in this state.
Oh, yeah, that was absolutely.
Right.
So, and by the way, some of us said at the time that all you have to do is flip that around and say, if you are a liberal, if you're one of these people who is pro this, pro that, you've got no business in New York State. People would have been outraged by that.
Absolutely. So, but where was the media? Where was all these politicians talking about discourse and political correctness? That you didn't hear anything. Obama with bitter clingers, Clinton with teabaggers. We're so foolish by just playing this game with them.
Are you saying that it's one-sided in the media?
Oh, beyond one-sided. I mean,
that was kind of a
At the border, right? The border is, if that continues, what happens? The country gets destroyed. Who benefits from that? If it doesn't and civil war breaks out, which I hope would never happen, who benefits from that? Who follows the laws? Sanctuary cities. I mean, the bottom line, what's really happening now is that I think things are maybe coming to a head, that the Republicans were always told to reach across the aisle, to have proper discourse. And the Democrats do a great job of selling their each side of the argument is sellable. For example, we know that they want everybody in this country to tip the scales, but it's sold as compassion. And who doesn't want to be compassionate?
Well, the racists don't want to be compassionate, of course, because if you don't believe in unimpeded immigration to the United States, you obviously are a racist.
That's my point. And we all sit here and we argue that narrative. I think it's maybe, hopefully not, but maybe coming to the point where the people on the right are having enough of it. And it's, I mean, you're not going to reason with these people. You're not going to win an argument with them because it's too much emotion and insanity. And I don't know what's left. I mean, how else do you win when you can't sit at a table? And I mean, it's lying, cheating, padding ballots. You know, sanctuary cities are illegal, but we're doing it anyway. And stop me, right? Stop me. Borders, we're doing it anyway. Stop me. So they don't care about law. They don't care about what's right for the country. What they care about is themselves and winning so that they have total control. I mean, Obamacare. I mean, there's so many objects or topics to go. That was taking over one-sixth of this country. And a way to do that then is to tell companies and you can't produce this type of food because it's unhealthy and we can't cover it. So that's their backdoor way of controlling companies. And we got to smarten up that it's evil. It is. I never thought this way in my entire life. But
when did you start? Because one of my questions today is, have we lost the middle ground in America? I think the middle ground is washing away. It is washing away rapidly, and you need to decide which side you are on. Are you on the right side? Are you on the left side? Pick a side, because the middle ground ain't so middle anymore.
I agree with that 100%. I think the middle ground has been being washed away for a while. The only thing that I think is happening now is on the right. I think you poked that bear enough times now that the people on the right are beginning to get aggravated.
Well, Donald Trump, I mean, what Donald Trump has done, he has given voice to what people have said privately for many, many years, and what people have said to me privately for many, many years. He has given that voice, and he found an audience, and he found an electorate, and he found a voting block because of that.
Agreed.
As you said, you can only poke a bear so many times before the bear says, enough of this, it's time to fight back. And that was one of the big frustrations that some of us had with George W. Bush. He allowed himself to be a pinata. He did nothing to defend himself. And how do you defend a guy who does nothing to defend himself? It's really hard to do, because he, in a pusillanimous way, he said, well, you know, if I defend myself, that is against the dignity of the office of the presidency of the United States. And you can see exactly what that got George W. Bush. He left office virtually in disgrace as one of the least popular presidents in American history. Did him a lot of good, didn't it? You got to fight back in this world, and you got to blow your own horn.
I think it's getting to that point, and I think maybe it's I hate to say this, but maybe it's about time. I don't see any other way out. You can't do it civilly, because they're not going to. And they're going to do what they want to do. They're going to cheat, do whatever they want, lie. I mean, that's what the media is all about. And I think people are starting to maybe learn that now. And maybe people's eyes are really starting to open. But what's the next step? Because, you know, nobody's following the law. So how else do you – somebody's got to win.
Well, one of the big frustrations, I think, with a lot of people on the left is the right is awake right now, and they're paying attention. They're realizing exactly what is happening. People are not as stupid as they thought, although the momentum of this surge across the border is happening in such a way, I don't know that it can be stopped, and if it can be stopped, I don't know if it's too late.
It may be too late, but for anybody to say, oh, they're just poor refugees, and this is just, they're escaping their country. It's orchestrated. It is done on purpose. It is sold. It is orchestrated. And if anybody is naive enough to just think that they want to leave their country, everybody's countries, other countries, you go into Europe and stuff, they've been in horrible situations for thousands of years. It's not going to change. They have to change their own country. But they're using that as an excuse to infiltrate this country for a reason. We're just being sold the compassion part of it, but it's not compassion. It's about toppling. It's about...
You know, we might have so many people in here from Central and South America that there might be a consensus of thought in America in the not-too-distant future that, you know, maybe a one-party dictatorship isn't that bad an idea. Well, think about it. People drift to what they're used to having.
Yeah, that's what we've been being sold for the last 30 years, but it's not being sold that way. It's being sold as compassion. It's being sold as fairness. You know, if you work 18 hours a day and do all this stuff, well, you shouldn't have what you should have. You know, that's not fair. And there's too many, I hate to say it, dumb people that are just falling for this nonsense.
Well, useful idiots is probably a more accurate description. No, that's what I think we can call some of these people, useful idiots, and the rest know exactly what they're doing, and they want to upset. They want to make sure that the system is rigged for the long term of the United States of America. They don't want an opposition party. They don't want a Republican party. They want to have one party. It is going to be the Democrat Party, and the Democrat Party is increasingly becoming radicalized. So it is not very far-fetched to say in 30 years, 20 years maybe, I mean, you could have a basically de facto one political party system in the United States of America, with a strong tendency toward socialism and a strong tendency toward a strong man or strong woman, president for life type.
Well, yeah. I mean, didn't they float that balloon with Barack? I mean, as far as a third term?
It gets floated every time a politician is a relatively popular president. It happened with Ronald Reagan, too.
Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I think maybe the next thing that'll take place is secession. And then after that, I don't know. It'll get ugly.
Yeah, but I mean, it's interesting. You talk about secession, and I don't think that is actually far-fetched. The only question is, which states will secede and on what basis? Will it be the left-wing states seceding from the United States? Will it be the right-wing states seceding from the United States?
Probably the right, but who knows? Well, I guess time will tell. But
I would have thought that was sheer lunacy a few short years ago. I do not regard that as lunacy anymore because, as we've talked about since Friday, the divisions in this country are deep. As I introduced to the discussion today, there is a shrinking and shrinking middle ground in America. Fewer and fewer acres of middle ground left, and people need to pick a side because being in the middle is a surefire way to have nothing.
Yeah, and I think the middle might not. I think a lot of people say they're in the middle just because they're too weak to say what side they're on because they've been conditioned to do so. I mean, you see it all the time. When you watch the late night talk shows, you know, they're always bashing Republicans and the crowd. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. But then every once in a while, something takes place and they bash the left. The crowd doesn't know how to react.
Oh yeah, well, it's funny because you can hear it. It's by the way, and it's an epidemic. It's everywhere. You can't even listen to comedy radio on the satellite radio network. You can't even listen to that without political indoctrination from Janine Garofalo and everybody else. It's entirely left-wing. I can't remember the last time I actually heard comedy on one of the comedy channels on satellite radio that didn't have the Republicans or the right as the victim of the joke, if you will.
Hey, yeah, and when you think about it, I mean, it's amazing that anybody on the right even gets elected. For example, schools, you know, what the political drive that goes on in the undertones, colleges. The news media, the newspapers, everything, you know, how many images and messages, whether people catch it or not, are being given to them on a daily basis, day after day,
yes,
week after week, month after month, year after year. And then yet there's still a Republican that gets elected.
It is amazing. Mike, I got to move on, man. I'm glad you called. Thanks very much.
See you, bye.
All right. 803. Good call. Maybe you'll be the next good call. Let's get back to the calls. It's Toronto and Nick. Nick, what is your take on President Trump's tweets and the other stuff we've been talking about today, which goes a lot deeper and more general? What the deuce? Who is this, Bill from Eden?
Hello, hello.
Dude, were you playing piano?
No, I hit the wrong button. Sorry.
Okay, what button did you hit exactly that provides this magic music on the phone?
The response button, sorry about that.
My goodness, does this mean like ADT is sending police to your place as we speak? That's always the embarrassing call when the alarm company calls and you can't remember your password. Anyway, what's on your mind?
I wanted to say, the way I understand it, you were talking about how Mr. Trump was referring to the group there,
right? The squad
on the apocalypse, whatever they're called.
Right.
It seems to me like when I was listening to him, and I've listened to him for the first time yesterday, and I wanted to go back and listen to it again. But it sounds like to me he did separate when he was referring to individuals in there. He was talking about specific things when he said. When someone, and then he referred to Ilhan Omar, who was talking about positively about the Al-Qaeda group, he specifically went after that. And then he also referred to the other three on a different level. In fact, if you go back and listen to his statements, he was saying to Ilhan Omar, who was brought to the United States, then go home. Go back to your country, if that is the case, when she is being very positive about a group that has killed Americans, that has, it seems like she's talking to support that kind of a group. He's saying to her, well, if that's the way you see things, then this may not be the country for you. As in terms of the other three, he actually does go and say, leave the country if you're not happy. He didn't say go home. He said leave the country and then come back if you wish.
Right, and I wish he would have made that very, very clear in the original tweet, because the original tweet is the one that's getting him in trouble with this resolution in Congress and all of the other vituperative statements against President Trump. He should have been clearer in the original tweet. Do you not agree with that?
Yes, that can happen when you're not using a teleprompter.
It can, but it also, it shouldn't happen when you're the president and you know that every single word is going to be scrutinized. I know the president doesn't drink, but sometimes I wonder.
Well, he can always make a correction, say, you know what, I'm sorry if that came out the wrong way. This is what I meant.
But do I believe, if the question is, do I think this is going to... Radio 930 WBEN. How do you describe President Trump's tweets? Were they, in fact, racist? Or was it Trump being Trump? This is why you voted for him. And basically, all he was saying was, if you don't like the United States of America, if it's that, ass backwards for you. And you really have this detestation of everything upon which America was founded and the people who have been running America all these years. You know, maybe it's time for you to go somewhere else and try that out and see how you like it. Is that basically all he was saying? My only issue with it is the being factually incorrect on the original tweet, regardless of anything he might have said afterward to clarify the original tweet. But if you're going to address people, and I mean, everybody thinks he's talking about who we think they're talking, who the tweets are talking about. But I would have probably left out the part about going back home from where you came from. I would have left that out. Unless I was tweeting only about the one congresswoman who was actually born not in the United States, then factually it makes sense. And it's nothing, you know, it's nothing we haven't heard before. It's nothing we won't hear again. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's finish things up with Nick in Toronto. Nick, back to you. You were saying...
Yes, that the statements, I think, were specific to certain people. And in speaking, sometimes you get, you know, you're very passionate and you're very emotional sometimes about saying something, and you can mix the two easily. So I think there was a dichotomy between the two, although it may need more clarification. Maybe he could do that. But
on the other hand, I also have to tell you that people who understand psychological operations have told me that the president is a master of psychological operations. So there might be something going on here that is beneath the surface as far as a strategy goes that has not revealed itself yet. I don't know what that would be, but I will tell you that people who understand psyops understand the president is an expert at them.
It could be. You could have a point there.
But you might be able to achieve the same result without putting your own brand at stake or having your own brand subjected to the kind of vitriol and anger that the president's brand is being subjected to right now and has been since his tweets.
It could help, yes. I would agree with that.
But what would you, if Donald Trump were on the line right now, what would you tell the president?
Well, I would say, like you said, be a little more careful as to how you put things. Unfortunately, no matter how he's been putting things, the left has always found a way to take it and to skew it the way they want it. So it doesn't matter what he says, that's always going to be an issue. So he can always come out and clarify it if that needs be. But
now, I did tell Donald Trump when we spoke on the phone before he was president of the United States, I did tell him that I thought he was his own worst enemy, and this might be one of those examples.
I would agree with you there. It's a very difficult job to be up there and trying to address every issue perfectly. If we could all speak perfectly, that would be a great thing.
But you know what we don't hear, sir? We don't hear people. We did have one caller like this, but we are not hearing people en masse saying, I was a Trump supporter, but because of these tweets, I no longer support Donald Trump and I won't be voting for him in 2020. As far as Donald Trump's base is concerned, this will have zero impact on the Trump base. Zero.
I believe so, too.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Yassis in Lackawanna. Yassis, you're on WBEN.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you a question about your personal opinion as far as you were saying Donald Trump shouldn't have said go back to your country. Then you said, but as to where one person, Ilhan Omar, she wasn't born here. We know she was naturalized.
Right.
Do you feel like just specifically on your opinion, because I know I can go back and forth with, left and right, Democrat, Republican, but you feel that Ilhan Omar's intentions are evil, like behind the scenes, or do you just feel like she has real, like, crappy ideas and she, when she talks, she doesn't know what she's talking about?
Can I say all of the above? She loses me. I mean, she speaks English, and obviously she speaks it very well. But in terms of whether it is her, whether it is AOC, and frankly, a lot of times, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, I am so different than those people that oftentimes I will listen to what they say. I shake my head and I say, that's nice. And I go back to living my life. As far as when the president said,
she does have evil intentions, like she's not really there.
I don't know what her intentions are. I have no basis of fact to judge what her intentions are. Intentions are very, very difficult to prove. I don't know her intentions.
Your opinion, do you feel like she's not there just to be a congresswoman? Like she's not there to do.
She's not there to what?
To be, to serve her country, to take the oath and legit serve her country. Now, whether she's making good decisions or bad decisions, that's everyone's opinion. But do you feel like that's debatable?
Well, these four freshmen have, I mean, let's face it, these four freshmen are very, very well known, more so than any other freshman in the entire Congress of the United States. For what reason? Why do you think that we're talking about four freshman congressmen who ordinarily wouldn't get any script whatsoever? We're talking about them because they say controversial things. We're talking about them because they are out there with things like the Green New Deal. They're saying things that a lot of mainstream Americans simply do not agree with and don't really have a lot of room in their heart for. Let me just give you, as far as President Trump saying, going back to where you came from, that doesn't even have to be an international reference. There was, I moved down to Florida back in 1989, and one of my pet peeves about, I had a lot of pet peeves about Florida. One of them was, for example, the absence, I lived in Tampa, St. Petersburg, the absence of north-south roads. And I would bitch all the time on the air about Route 19 and what a giant pain in the neck it was navigating on Route 19, which is the north-south route in Tampa, St. Petersburg, Pinellas County. And there were a few other things that I brought up that I wasn't really too keen on in Florida. Now, this is an American state and an American city. And I will never forget the number of people who called in. And these are Americans talking to another American who said, and I quote, "If you don't like it here, why don't you go back north where you came from?" Because I was always bitching.
As much as I'm a Democrat and I don't agree with Trump, it's true, though. It's a broad statement to make, which it makes sense, though. If you don't like what you see in this country, then you should just go somewhere where you agree with their ideology. I get it.
Well, I mean, and basically what you want at the heart of it is you want the other person to be happy. I mean, it is, you might know somebody who can't stand their job. All they do is bitch and moan about their job and how terrible it is. They can't stand the hours. They can't stand the people with whom they work. And how many times have you told that person, well, if you really are that miserable doing this for a living with these people, why not get another job? And it's the same basic theory. It's the same attitude.
Oh, and you feel like if they don't like what they're doing, they should just step down? Is that what you're saying?
Well, because I want people to be happy. If somebody is unhappy over a long period of time working where they're working or doing what they are doing, I mean, just common sense says, for their own good, they should really look into something else.
No, I agree with you. And the thing is I've disagreed with a lot of things that Trump did, and I went to the anti-Trump rally in Buffalo. But you know what? It's getting so out of hand because anything he does good things. Anything he does, they'll shoot it down. Why wouldn't you want them to come through the regular ports legally? I get it. Because if somebody comes in here, if somebody comes in here and they have terrorism on their mind, I don't understand these people who are saying don't put it up. Because if something happens, they're going to say,
And if it was up to me, And I'm kind of gratified that the guy from Alden the other day and Yassis from Lackawanna feel comfortable enough with me to use language they might use when talking to a friend. Think about Deadwood, the TV show. I would probably drop that word because it is so appropriate sometimes. But unfortunately, I can't do it right now. All right, are we back in the delay mode? Okay, thank you, Phil. All right, thanks, Yassis, for the phone call. And let's go to, and as far as intent, I don't know what is in somebody's heart. I don't know what people's intent are. I think that intents can sometimes be gleaned by people's actions and words over the long term. Probably not a good idea to judge somebody based on one incident, but after about 10 incidents of the same kind, you can probably read between the lines and glean their intent. Let's go to Jerry next up in Tonawanda. Jerry, you're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. You know what? If you know what a cult is, and the cult leaders in the past, they have the followers. It's no different here. You have social media, all ABC, NBC, CBS News, all the channels. They're in bed with the Democrats, and it's like a cult. Every day they're just brainwashing people. And if people don't have a pea brain to realize that Trump can't be doing something wrong every day since he's been in office. And
well, you know, it's really amazing to get back to something Yassis kind of was getting at earlier. To me, what is amazing is that Donald Trump's popularity is roughly half the American people. This is despite fusillade, which has taken place over 3 years of his presidency and another couple of years of his candidacy. It has been a bombardment, and somehow Donald Trump's flag is still flying.
Well, I tell you what, I hope Donald Trump wins. If he doesn't in 2020, in 2024, once the Democrats get office, they are going to, as soon as possible, they're going to take away the Constitution, take away all the First, Second, Third Amendments from us, they're going to open the borders, and they're going to have their way, and this is like a guy earlier said.
Now, I suspect the first thing that would happen would be open borders without any ICE whatsoever, ICE being abolished and the ICE detention facilities being abolished. That would probably be number one. And once you tilt the politics of a country and the population of a country in a certain way, the rest of it kind of comes really easily, because if you change the population of this country and you change the values of this country partially as a result of changing the population of a country, it becomes really easy to say, we don't need no stinking First Amendment. We don't need a Second Amendment. We don't need the Bill of Rights. Let's chuck it. You know what we really need? We need to fight these Republicans. We need to fight these people who voted for Donald Trump. We really need somebody in a position of power who is a dictator in America.
Well, and now, true, but if that time comes, and it probably will, unless everybody gets their head out of their butt, we're really going to have a civil war, because I'll guarantee you they'll come for our guns, and we're not going to give up our guns peacefully. We'll go down fighting, and it will be a civil war. And
I hope not, but I wish I could come to a different conclusion.
Well, I mean, the writing's on the wall.
Believe me, this is what we talked about since Friday, the division in America, what's going on in this country, and trying to sort everything out. What point do you want to leave us on? I've got to take a break. I know that might shock people.
Well, I just want to say I wish everybody would just think for themselves and don't believe everything you read and see on TV, because if you use your head, it can't be true. And I believe also the Democrats are going to fix this election. No matter what, they will fix it to have them win. I really believe they will fix it.
The only way that can work is in a close election, in a landslide. It's impossible to fix the election. In a landslide, they can't do it. I got to move on, man. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. More of your telephone calls coming up on News Radio 930 WBEN. Bowerly and Bellavia getting right back to the calls, and it is Fred in Kenmore. Fred, you want to talk about President Trump's tweet and give your 10 cents.
Yeah, basically, Tom, the tweets that Donald Trump, our president, sent out the other day were basically insensitive. If anything, they were insensitive. But they weren't racist.
In what way were they insensitive? The part about going back home to where you came from, that part?
Yeah.
Because I don't see what people are upset about when it comes to if you don't like America, leave it. Because that expression is so old, it's a cliche.
it is old, and I agree with that. What I was referring to is, it's one of those things where we grew up where the president was supposed to be above pettiness, kind of. You know, I liked how Ronald Reagan put people in their place at times, but he did it with a little more respect, a little more class. But we didn't vote. We ran out of options.
Right. Thank you.
So we ran out of options. We knew what we were getting with Donald Trump. We knew what we were getting. He's doing what we were elected, what we elected him to do. Just because we're Republican doesn't mean we stand behind everything Donald Trump does. I was not a fan of what he said about John McCain. Many of us weren't. He lost votes over that. I'm sure he didn't. And my father, being a veteran, was one guy who he might have had a chance with my dad had he not offended and said something about John McCain's not being a hero. He probably would have had my father, but he lost him with that comment. I'm sure he lost a lot of other votes from veterans that served, especially in Vietnam.
I don't know, because this president's support among veterans and among the military is pretty high. I mean, this he's gone out of his way to talk about veterans, not John McCain, certainly, but the American veteran in general. I can't remember a president, including Ronald Reagan and including George Bush, either one of them, that have been so proactive and so articulate about veterans issues. So it might not have been the case with your father because of John McCain, but I think in general, veterans like this guy. In general,
I think a majority of veterans do, but there are veterans groups out there that are against Trump. You'll see them on social media sites, but I don't think their following is large. And you're right, he has done great by our veterans. He's done much better for our veterans than the previous administration. But Trump's tweets, if anything, they've been a little insensitive, but he's always had insensitive tweets, so this isn't earth-shattering. It's different because he's the president of the United States. It's different. It's coming from the highest land of the office, the leader of the free world. That was supposed to be an office that was supposed to be the highest of classes, and Donald Trump is just not that individual. I mean, he appears on WWE.
Right. Well, hey, it is 2019, and I don't know that by and large we can describe this country and, frankly, a lot of what's going on in this country as far as discourse as classy. It is basically, you talk about wrestling, this is like a no-holds-barred grudge match right now politically in the United States, and maybe throw a steel cage in there as well. I got to go, man, but I'm glad you called.
Thank you, Tom.
All right. It